Chapter 9, Building Dreams. As the leaves turned amber and gold, marking the onset of fall, Daniel and Ethan Warner found themselves embroiled in the exhilarating yet daunting task of bringing their startup to life. Their venture, aimed at creating adaptive technologies for individuals with disabilities, was more than a business. It was a mission, born from their personal battles with MS and a deep-seated desire to make a meaningful difference. The foundation. The initial stages of their startup were consumed with research and development. Ethan, leveraging his newfound passion for artificial intelligence, delved into the technical aspects, coding late into the night, his vision for the platform becoming clearer with each line of code. Daniel, meanwhile, focused on the design and user experience, ensuring that their products were not only functional, but also intuitive and empowering for their users. Their collaboration was seamless, each brother complementing the other's strengths. Yet the pressure of their ambitious project was omnipresent. Daniel's internship had evolved into a full-time position, offering him invaluable experience, but also dividing his attention. Ethan's health, though stabilized, required constant vigilance, a reminder of the fine line they walked between their aspirations and their well-being. Challenges and triumphs. Securing funding for their venture proved to be one of the first significant hurdles. Pitch meetings, once an abstract concept, became a reality as they presented their ideas to potential investors. The skepticism some showed towards their dual roles as founders and beneficiaries of their technology only fueled their determination. It was a breakthrough grant from an organization dedicated to supporting tech initiatives for the disabled that finally set their plans in motion. A validation of their vision, and a testament to their resilience. As their startup began to take shape, with a small but dedicated team joining their ranks, the brothers faced the monumental task of balancing their health with the demands of their burgeoning business. Ethan's encounters with fatigue became more frequent, a stark reminder of the unpredictable nature of MS. Daniel, too, found himself stretched thin, his commitment to their cause clashing with the physical limitations imposed by his condition. Yet amidst these challenges, there were moments of undeniable triumph. The completion of their first prototype, a software tool designed to assist individuals with mobility issues in navigating digital spaces, was a milestone that brought them both immense pride. User feedback was overwhelmingly positive, with many lauding the platform's potential to revolutionize accessibility in technology. Personal growth and reflection. The journey of building their startup also served as a period of significant personal growth for Daniel and Ethan. For Daniel, it was a lesson in leadership and the importance of self-care as he learned to delegate and prioritize his health alongside his professional responsibilities. Ethan, on the other hand, found a new sense of purpose and identity, his role in the company allowing him to redefine his relationship with MS. The brothers' venture also deepened their bond. The shared highs and lows, from the exhilaration of innovation to the exhaustion of late-night brainstorming sessions, forged a stronger connection. Their partnership, rooted in mutual respect and understanding, became a testament to the power of collaboration and shared vision. Looking forward. As Chapter 9 draws to a close, Daniel and Ethan stand on the brink of launching their first product to the market. The anticipation is palpable. A mix of nerves and excitement. They reflect on the journey that brought them here, the initial diagnosis that seemed like an end, but was, in fact, a beginning. Their path, marked by obstacles and opportunities, has led them to a place of empowerment and possibility. Their story, however, is far from over. The road ahead is filled with unknowns, but the Warner twins face it with determination and hope. Their mission to create a more accessible world is not just a business venture, but a personal crusade, a way to give back and inspire others facing similar challenges.